Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and all the way from San Diego. I hope it's warmer out there. Let's welcome Scott Sakoff.
Dave, how are you? It's not as warm as one would like here. It's been in the 60s, but we'll take it.
Well, I'll tell you, it's cold out here. I just can't get used to it. It is like freezing. Last night I had to turn the heater up. Can you believe that in Phoenix, Arizona, that turning the heater up?
Well, you know, I keep it in perspective. As you know, I lived in Phoenix for 10 months. Whether it was Phoenix or San Diego, when you have to turn the heat up, you just don't have to run it like you do in my hometown of Chicago.
Well, we got a special surprise for you. I want you to see if you can guess who is live in studio with me, a special guest co-host for today's action, Click and Brick Confidential, of course, featuring Scott Sakoff, all the way from San Diego. Scott, who do we have in studio? That is a surprise for you.
Well, that's a pretty wide open question, Dave. Is it somebody that I'm really a big fan of?
Well, no, it's not. Well, you might be, but I know who you're talking about. No, she won't be on till tomorrow.
Forget it. I think the show's over.
Yeah, that's Krista, of course, our own Krista Schmidt on the sports show. And, yeah, she is very nice. And
Is Greg in the studio today?
No, that's another good guess. He's not in the studio, but let's see. Here's a guess.
You've got to give me a clue, Dave. Just leave it hanging there.
You got a clue? Well, here, I'll give you one clue, and then I'll let this mystery person give you a clue. You see how I said mystery person? You don't know if it's a guy or girl, but soon you will. How about he would be like, let's see, like red wine, as in flowers.
Dave, you're a pretty cryptic guy, okay? Fortunately, today we're going to talk about things that aren't as cryptic, although like a lot of people like to think marketing is very cryptic. We're going to make it real today, but you're being real cryptic here, like red wine and flowers. Just let the person talk.
I'll give
the voices.
Here we go. Go ahead.
All right, Scott. Good afternoon. I called you yesterday, and I'm waiting for a callback.
Who
Robert
is it?
Rose.
Yeah, boom. There you go. Robert Rose in studio live alongside of, as a guest co-host. A surprise for you.
I was calling in the show today to call back Robert. Robert, you got your call back.
There we go. So this is
what
great.
What brings you to the studio today, Robert?
Well, I came by to say hello to Dave and score some fantastic Coyotes tickets.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, you know, Scott's going to be on the air. And I'm like, well, this guy I called him, and he hasn't called me back, so I'm hanging
there
out.
You go.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Robert actually is sort of living in the circle of marketing these days with me, Dave. But as we go through today, I might point out a thing or two that would be of interest to Robert and some things that he's working on. And the callback he's waiting on is just going to have to wait, Dave, because you and I are always on the clock, aren't we?
That's right. Well, let's get ready to rumble, as they say. And, of course, you'll be on also for the Friday show. So
I do have to say, Robert, if you were Krista, I'd stop, and I would take a lot more time to massage this conversation. My man, I got to move on. I got a show to do.
All righty.
No worries.
All right. So where do we start, Mr. Scott?
Well, Dave, you know, every week we talk about Click and Brick Confidential focuses on some of the things that are happening in the world of technology-enabled marketing. And as I spoke at your recent luncheon, we talk a lot about the trends and the things that are happening in online and mobile marketing. And I think we've covered a lot of ground. What is it now? The show is what episode of Click and Brick Confidential is this, Dave?
I think we're on episode number 5.
Number five. Okay. Geez, it seems like we've been married a lot longer, Dave, than that.
All right. Number 36.
Okay.
It's the 7-year itch.
I know how your ex-wife felt, Dave. That's all I can say.
Oh, man.
All right. Today we're going to give some real life case studies and talk about some real success stories. And I'm going to start something new today, Dave. And so let me start with that. I would like to offer every week, I'd like to feature a success story of a local Phoenix business.
Excellent.
Now,
yeah.
If I have to come up with that success story on my own, I certainly will. What I'd like to do is offer listeners the opportunity to call me, and I will give out my contact information a couple times during the show, to call me and talk about their success story. And if we feature you on the air, you will receive a $25 gift card either from Starbucks or from Outback Steakhouse.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
So oh, that is good.
I would like to involve, I know, Dave, people are driving around in the middle of the day that are entrepreneurs that own businesses, and I'd like to get them involved in the show. And so they can call me off the air and introduce themselves and talk about their business. And then I'll send them to Robert to build a website.
And, there we go.
But seriously, let's start with you know, the first week we'll do this is next week. So the offer goes out to all of our listeners. Call me at 630-667-7417. I will not give out my social security number on the air, but I will give out my cell phone. Krista, I hope you noted that phone number. 630-667-7417. Call me, introduce yourself, tell me about a success story of your local business in terms of technology-enabled marketing. And that can be anything related to online, mobile, social media, couponing, any of the trends and things we've been talking about, Dave, over the last 5 months.
Excellent.
Let's get into the focus today, which is to bring in some success stories. Some of these today are going to be from my roundhouse and my experience with projects I've worked on behalf of clients and on behalf of marketing that my firm has conducted. Or I'm going to just look out to the internet and to the greater world at large for real-life examples, Dave. And I think by bringing in real-life examples, we take conceptually what are these trends we've talked about the last few weeks and bring them into action and taking a trend and talking about a trend. And so, you know, you start with a trend like email marketing. Why is it so powerful? Why is it such a trend? We've talked about the impact, but it's another to say, here's a real life example of how a small, and a lot of what we focused on here is small to mid-sized companies. We're not talking Fortune 500 here. I'll leave that to Tony Robbins and Chet Holmes, guys who have a little bigger audience than you and I, Dave.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, I think really that the listener of your show is typically a small to mid-sized entrepreneur that can benefit greatly from real-life examples. And one of the things, you know, you learn real on in life, not just in marketing, is that success leaves clues. Would you agree, Dave? Success
Absolutely.
Leaves a lot of clues, as does failure. And what I want to do is talk about a success and see how that success has left clues. And I'm going to use the first case study is something that my firm has developed and worked on over the last 3 years. It is a web community devoted entirely to the prenatal and recent postnatal and young mom community. It's called eMom Rewards. I think, Dave, you've heard me talk about it before.
Oh, yeah, I have indeed.
And eMom Rewards is now nationwide, about 125,000 women strong. We have, in the last 30 days, had 85,000 of those women interact with us.
Wow, that's so impressive.
We're pretty proud of what we've done in a couple of years. And like many small companies, we've done it on a small budget and with a lot of help from some sponsors and some people who have been very instrumental along the way. It takes a team to make this happen. But let me talk about how Imam Rewards has used email marketing and apply that. I think what we're going to hear today applies to any small business. First and foremost, if you as a small company are doing email marketing or have thought about doing email marketing, the first thing you have to think about is building a list. And Dave, you know from your experience, because you maintain a list, Dave, of contacts that you send promotions to regarding the radio show, correct?
There's no doubt. And that's
how big is your list, Dave?
Well, we have horizontal lists. My list alone is probably close to 3,000. And okay. But we have other sponsors, I mean, totaling with all our sponsors, probably 60, 70,000.
So, you know, Dave, we got a shot at somebody listening today is what you're telling me.
Yeah. There's nevertheless a shot.
You maintain a list and you use email marketing to promote the shows that you
do. Yeah.
I know. I get every one of your emails. And Dave uses Constant Contact for all you small businesses out there. I'm not a big fan of Constant Contact, but I'm throwing a shout out because it is a very practical, cost-effective way. But Imam Rewards has built a very significant list of moms and moms-to-be, and at the time that they opt into our program, they are typically pregnant, and that's by design because we're trying to bring a woman into our database and into the community.
Wait, are they pregnant by design, or they're on your list by design?
They're on our list by design.
Okay,
as prenatal women.
Gotcha.
I can't speak to how many of them are having babies by design, or so forth. Robert's in that age group that he can speak better to that probably.
Yeah, is that true? Is it by design?
Yeah, we don't. No, never by design.
Yeah, never is it by design.
It's always an accident.
There we go.
Oh, I was.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, we got your parents on line one. Okay.
So. Well, Robert, if you think you were an accident, look across the microphone across to Dave, and you tell me if you're not feeling like there's a bigger accident.
There we go. And he's nodding his head. Absolutely.
Yeah. And Dave, God bless you. You take my ribbing so well every day.
You're awesome, though. You do such a great job, and you're a lot of fun. And we like fun, don't we? And Robert, like fun.
I mean,
absolutely.
This has really got to be fun, and really some of the marketing we're doing is a lot of fun. And some days it's not always fun. But anyway, the first things first is building a list, and companies need to think about how am I going to build my list. Imam Rewards over the last 2 years has developed no less than a dozen ways of generating interest in the reward program and getting a woman to opt in. And, of course, some of the ways we do this are proprietary and some are very obvious. And so some of the more obvious ways are first and foremost through websites and online by posting places that women can leave their email address on our website, on our sponsor's website. So, you know, putting a place to capture an email address on your website as a business owner is paramount. And, Dave, you'd be surprised how many small businesses don't do that.
That would be surprising. I have it on both my websites, and you're right. I mean, it's there 24/7. People could just sign up, and there you go.
Well, Robert, as long as you're sitting there, you build websites. How many times do you have to tell your customer, you didn't think about including a data capture, portion on your website? You didn't think about that.
Yeah, that is a really important thing. And another thing, though, is that people actually have them a lot, but they don't have them in the right places. They'll have them at the bottom of the website or on a separate page. The key is you really want to have them on the upper left-hand corner, right up front, so that they don't even have to scroll up or down to see it immediately. That is a big key to that.
Yeah, well, I will say to Robert's point, above the fold, meaning for those of you as you look at your web browser, everything you can see without opening an email or scrolling down a website, everything that's on your screen above the fold, Robert says the left-hand side. I agree. You can put it on the right-hand side. Oftentimes, the login information for a website as a member is on the right-hand side. But the important thing is that you have a place on your website dedicated to capturing email addresses. And I might add to offer an incentive. And without getting into a lot of detail, we've done a lot of testing of capturing email addresses for Emom Rewards. And the more compelling the olive branch, I call it an olive branch, giving somebody a freebie, a gift, a token of your appreciation in exchange for their data, that is the reciprocity that is associated with opt-in marketing.
You know, that's a great point, Scott. I think that's really important.
You know, people don't give up their email address for nothing. I'm not going to give any company today my email address without saying, what's in it for me? And the same holds true, by the way, for completing a survey. How many companies ask you to complete a survey and offer you nothing in return? So shame on a company that's collecting email addresses by just simply putting a place on their site that says, sign up for our email list. Okay, that's about as exciting as the stack of bills that are on my desk that I'm going to pay today.
I hope one is mine. No, I'm kidding.
I see one from you, but I don't see one from Robert, and I don't want to look at his.
Yeah, you don't.
Anyway, in all seriousness, we really have to think about how are we going to get somebody to give us their email address. And I can tell you, using Emom Rewards, again, as a case study, we have done everything from launching in a market when we're new to a city to giving away, out and out, giving away a $30 pair retail of baby shoes, because, again, these are moms that are either pregnant or have young children.
And, Scott, when we come back, let's continue this. We're about to go on a break, but let's continue this because I'm real interested in what do you give away, and that will be my first question back, and we'll be right back after these words.
What if your house is on fire, you call 911? The firemen don't know what to do, the truck's got a flat tire, the water hose has a leak, they can't decide what to wear, and everybody wants to drive the truck. This never happens because they have a process, they follow it, they're on the same page. I'll help you put your fires out with a business process. I'm Barbara Haggerty, helping you mind your own business. 602-750-4518. Increase the bottom line now. Even a two-person business needs a process, and I specialize in small business. 602-750-4518.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Is it important for you to develop a financial plan without the potential conflict associated with commission sales? As a fee-only financial planner, I am paid by you and only you, my client. I'm not compensated in any way by the recommendations I provide. Have you heard the phrase, people do not plan to fail, they fail to plan? My experience has shown that this is too often true when considering one's financial future. If you're ready to take action, call me, Bob Berger, certified financial planner and certified divorce financial analyst, directly at 602-235-0336. We'll discuss your financial situation and review some small or perhaps large changes that will help you obtain the financial future you desire. Don't let the lack of a plan affect your family's financial future. Call me, Bob Berger, at 602-235-0336 for a free consultation. Again, Bob Berger, certified financial planner, 602-235-0336.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac with special guest co-host Robert Rose and, of course, live from San Diego, Scott Sakoff, Click and Brick Confidential. Scott, I have a question. What are some of the things you give away in exchange for the name?
Well, Dave, that obviously depends on your business and the nature of your business. Everybody should give away something, either A, directly related to their business that might stimulate a purchase. So I'll go back to Imam and give you an example. We have given away $25 gift cards, and they're often tied to either a minimum purchase or good on a particular promotion. So that $25, if you are in fact pregnant or a young mom, is $25 a lot of money, do you think, to a young mom today, Dave?
I think so.
Absolutely. So, yeah. You know, that gift, that olive branch is compelling enough to create the viral marketing, and we're going to have to move on from email to real quickly here to some other things I want to talk about. But let's talk about, Dave, the question as to what to give away. It's either something directly related to your business or what I did today. Did you notice what I did with my idea of involving local companies in the Valley talking about their success and coming on the show? Nobody's going to do that for nothing.
Yeah, I like it. It's a dual benefit,
so,
too.
I gave away something that everybody can use. So there's your second answer. Give away something of value that anybody, it's universal. Everybody likes to go out and drink coffee. Starbucks may not be their favorite mojo, but, you know, to the extent that it won't go to waste, and then, you know, you give away that gift card to a restaurant or I've given away, depending on who my target audience is, I've given away, when I'm speaking to a group of women that are retailers, I've given away a $25 Bed Bath & Beyond gift card.
Oh, that's good, too.
That relates to them. So you got to hit the hot button of your target audience, Dave, and that's the key. You know, you want to motivate someone. You've got to use a call for action that relates, that's relevant, that will be pertinent to their life. So, Dave, you and I are hockey fans, right?
Absolutely.
Somebody says to us, hey, you know, if Dave, Scott, you do this, that, or the other thing, and I'll give you a pair of tickets to the Coyotes game, like you just gave Robert.
It seemed to work. He came right down here.
Yeah. So, you know, that would work with you and I, but would it work with somebody who's never been to an NHL game and is never going to have any interest?
No, not at all. In fact, I can think of something that won't even work for the Arizona Cardinals. If they were a fan and you tried to give tickets away, they may say no.
Ouch.
Yes.
Oh, that was bad, wasn't it, Scott?
I bet you and I can create a marketing campaign and fill up Phoenix, the University of Phoenix Stadium, if they let us. But they're not going to hire us to do it because the Cardinals seem to be a lost cause. But that's for Friday's show, isn't it?
That is for Friday's show.
Yes. All right. So I think the idea here and the understanding is that the most fundamental issue of an email marketing campaign is having a list and building your list. And, you know, the way to do that is through an olive branch. And there's a number of environments, online, offline, mobile. There's a whole lot of ways to build a list. We could probably spend the whole show on that, and maybe we will one day, how to build a list and how to get started from ground zero. How do I get going? But, you know, the other part of email I want to talk about real quickly is the importance of segmenting your database. You have a database, in our case, of 100,000-plus women. They're not all alike, are they? They're not all at the same point in their life. In fact, we segment the database based on whether they're pregnant, what we call prenatal, or postnatal, have already had their baby. And we have a third segment of moms with kids 3 to 6, because we have a number of those in our database. So as you think about a database, Dave, for a company, you've got to think about what sort of buckets of lifestyle characteristics or demographic characteristics are in the database. And you begin to create these segments. There's all kinds of marketing buzzwords filtering, segmentation. The point of all the jargon is pay attention to who's in your database and try to put them and categorize them to be relevant, because they're not all alike, and they tend to fall in certain buckets or certain lifestyle characteristics, and try to group your list accordingly. And there are a number of ways to find out what that is. In fact, when we opt people into a database, Dave, we ask a series of questions, that little brief 60-second survey that someone fills out to join EMA becomes the filtering device for the segmentation.
So that's smart.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And Scott, I suspect the reason you want to categorize your people within a database is because you certainly don't want to send out irrelevant information to them, or else they may opt out of your database saying, hey, why are you sending me this stuff? I'm not interested.
Absolutely. You have problems with opt-out rates. You have problems. Most importantly, I'll tell you the biggest problem. Companies don't think about it. Today, with two terms, viral marketing and social media, if a woman doesn't like your company, what's she going to do? She's going to tell five of her friends who are moms, I don't like this company. Their emails will become a waste of my time. I opted out of their program. Or she's going to go to a social site and publicly speak ill will about what you're doing. And so today, as a marketer, you really, you know, my favorite expression is, because people get it, it's a little bit dramatic, but when you market, you drop your pants to the world.
Good point, especially in this day and age.
You're out there naked as a marketer with social media and viral marketing, what it is today. So, you know, you've got to think these things through. You've got to be relevant. You've got to be spot on with your database, or they are going to opt out. They are going to start telling friends. And most importantly, they're just going to stop interacting with you, period, end of conversation. So let me move on, because I want to talk about online video.
And let's move on right after this break, because we are at the second break already. And, of course, you're listening to Scott Sakoff from Click and Brick Confidential, all the way from San Diego. I hope it's a lot warmer there. And Robert Rose is our guest co-host in studio, and we'll be right back.
KXXT, Arizona Station.
Are you earning 8% on your money? Hi, I'm Dan Cochimilio. I can guarantee 8% annual growth for future income. That's right, 8% guaranteed annual growth for future income that you can never outlive. It's your money, money that God has put you in charge of managing. Are you a good steward of your money? How do you know if you are? Do you know if your money is 100% safe from market losses? Is your estate planning as good as it could be? Are you trusting the answers to money questions to a person who doesn't share a Christ-centered worldview? I believe there are people out there who don't care about you as much as they care about getting your money. I don't operate that way. I offer free consultation and will help you with estate planning and show you how to double or even triple your money for retirement. My purpose is to help you secure your money. It's that simple. So call me, Dan Cochimilio, at 623-825-3900. That number again is 623-825-3900. That's 623-825-3900.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and I'm excited about my new home right here at 1010 KXXT. Catch me Saturdays from 7 a.m. as we talk about finance, politics, and the culture. Caution, we don't sit around the campfire singing Kumbaya. So catch me every Saturday at 7 a.m. on AM 1010 KXXT.
Tune in at 10 a.m. on Wednesday mornings and listen to the Go Green Radio Show with Marv McCarthy, a weekly live, hour-long talk show featuring expert guests. They discuss green topics with an emphasis on providing information to help you make informed decisions, you know, about going green. Marv's vision is to be tomorrow morning practical, so that listeners leave each show with specific items they can implement in their daily lives, you know, to make a positive green difference. So join Marv every Wednesday at 10 a.m. for the Go Green Radio Show with Marv McCarthy.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and all the way from San Diego, California. I was going to say sunny San Diego. I don't know if it is. It's Scott Sakoff, Click and Brick Confidential, and Robert Rose is in studio. Scott, you still with us?
Partly sunny, about 70 degrees right now, but, you know, I think it's a close second we are to the valley in terms of the number of sunny days that we have.
That's right. Give out your thing again, your number, as well as describe your success story deal with people calling you.
Yes. What I'm like to do is invite listeners to call me, Scott Sakoff, at 630-667-7417. 630-667-7417. 630 exchanges from my great hometown, Chicago, Illinois, but you're calling me here in San Diego. I want you to call me and give me a little bit of background on your business and tell me how you're using technology to market your business. And if I choose to feature your company on air, not only will you get the plug for your company, and we'll let you plug your company, but we'll give you a $25 Starbucks or Outback Steakhouse gift certificate.
Well, we may have someone already because someone just called in. Let's go to line two. Keith, welcome to the show. Hello, Keith.
Yes, this is Keith Elgin.
Hi, how are you?
Dave, he's my guest, Keith.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Yeah.
He's your guest, so this is perfect timing, I think.
Good timing, yeah. I'm going to bring Keith in a minute. Keith, hang in there 1 second. I want to, real quick, I was going to talk about video. I'm going to make it short and sweet. When you talk about online marketing today, you just simply cannot talk without using video in the same breath. And I'm going to give you three, in my opinion, and statistically speaking, three of the most effective online video campaigns in the last recent, let's just call it the past year. I'm going to start with, actually, go back 2 years, because in 2008, when Obama ran for president, there was a gal, she called herself the Obama gal. Do you remember her?
Obama gal? I don't remember
Obama
that.
Obama gal. Her videos went viral, and she was,
I remember.
She was enamored and sort of in love with Barack Obama.
Yeah.
And her videos went viral, and she became a celebrity, ended up on all the late-night talk shows, and got a modeling gig in the whole bit. So millions, and I don't know the final tally, but her videos had millions upon millions of views. And that's what happens, and that's a YouTube phenomena. And YouTube is one of the ways with online we can use video. The second thing I want to talk about quickly, how a company can use video online for a successful event. Valentine's Day this year, Petco, the pet supply store, did something very creative. They had a Valentine's Day party for pets, and they chose to market it via video. They used Facebook and various viral marketing tactics, Facebook and YouTube and several other social sites, and they ended up with, from what I understand, from one end of the country to the other, they had hundreds of thousands of attendees bring their pets to their Valentine's Day party, all because of a viral, again, the videos went viral and friends were forwarding to friends and saying, hey, isn't this kind of a fun thing to do? So with that said, I'm going to switch gears. We're going to talk about mobile marketing and mobile marketing. Actually, I'm going to jump ahead and talk about paid search marketing because we have Keith on the line. I don't want Keith to wait. Paid search marketing, also known as pay-per-click marketing, has become a very dominant force. $55 billion over the next couple years are going to move from traditional media into online marketing things like paid search. I want to bring in Keith Elgin. He is the national director for a company called AdZoo. AdZoo is a company that specializes in their mission statement is to show small business how to use the search engines and do paid search marketing or pay-per-click marketing. Keith, welcome.
Thank you, Scott.
Hi, Keith. This is Dave Isaac, and we got Robert Rose in studio also.
Hi, David.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So let me first make sure, you know, we don't want to assume anything ever on our show, Dave. Let's define what search marketing is. We as consumers do it every day. Search marketing is the act in which you go to a particular search engine. 70% of the time it happens to be Google. And that is a fairly good stat, isn't it, Keith? Isn't it 70% of the traffic's on Google search engine?
Yes, U.S. market. That's correct.
Yeah. So you look at the U.S., you know, people go to Google and Yahoo and Bing, and now Facebook is instituting a search engine right on their site. But people punch in a keyword or a phrase because they're looking for something. So I'll ask you, Dave and Robert, when's the last time you searched, and what did you search for?
Well, I actually searched yesterday. We were looking at different companies and seeing what kind of environmental programs they were having. So we would search a company name and use words like cleaning or environmental or, you know, EPA, phrases like that along with the company name.
Hey, Robert, did you get Al Gore coming up all the time?
Yeah, he actually came over and fixed my internet for me. It was pretty awesome.
Okay. Isn't it amazing that one man can invent the internet and then go on to save our environment in his lifetime?
Yeah, that we want to get him on the green roundtable.
Yeah, there you go. So, Dave, how about you?
I did a search today, W.P. Carey School of Business, ASU. Oh, wow. Phenomenal resource, because at 3 o'clock we have our real estate panel, and they have some really great writers on economics and real estate. It worked beautifully.
Well, little tidbit here. Keith, in addition to being a national director for EDSU, Keith is on the staff over at ASU, so he probably is familiar with the School of Business. But Keith has a success story. I wanted to bring in Keith to talk about not only EDSU, but use a success story in the Valley of a company that Keith approached that had never done paid search marketing. And that was 18 months ago. And here they are today, 18 months later, month after month, entrusting their marketing dollars to Keith and to Keith's company, EDSU, to manage his pay per click or paid search marketing. Keith, tell us what you've done for the window company.
Well, as you know, Scott, you know, Google has become moved from a noun to a verb. You actually Google things now when you're looking for things. But you know, we also recognize that, I think you had a statistic that 2.9 billion searches a month now are being performed on Google with your latest research. And
yeah.
And, you know, Window World Phoenix, and you can go to their website, windowworldphoenix.adzoo.com. That's ADZZOO.com. They're a window replacement company here in the Valley, and they were having some challenges with their SEO company just not performing for them in trying to move their current website to page one. And they just weren't getting the pop that they needed. Well, in May of 2009, they enlisted our services at EDSU, and we were able to put them up on top on the first page of Google within 15 days of their campaign being launched. And they've been there ever since in a rotational position, getting an incredible business. The first month they were up, they received 12,000 first-page impressions and over 160 times their website that we created for them, for $49, by the way, created their website for them. They received 160 clicks on their website. So it was just phenomenal success. They did over $7,000 in new business for an ad that only cost them $269 a month. Now, since then, they've added some more to their campaign that's not commissionable, which is a great feature of our product, that we don't commission the extra dollars they add to budget. But the nice thing about it is, and there might be people on this call that have tried Google AdWords in the past, and you've probably had a runaway budget. This is a budgeted expense, Scott, where we guarantee these results and deliver month after month. And we're just short of 7,000 clients. We've got a great relationship with Google right now. We've been to Mountain View, California, their headquarters 3 weeks ago. They've invited us back for another visit. They're going to put our CFO on their small business council there. You know, they they really like the way we're doing things and the way we, you know, we expose these businesses to searching customers, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, before we get into ads, Keith, I want to backtrack here a second because I want to point out I'm not sure that that this is sinking in to our listeners, and if it's not, I want to make it very clear what Keith just characterized, folks, all of you that own a small to mid-sized business, is that being on Google and doing it the right way with a company like AdZoo, it levels the playing field with Fortune 500 companies. That's right. You can be in a higher ranking than a Fortune 500 company as a small business or one of your biggest competitors who's many times your the size of your company. And so the key to understand about the search marketing is that the size of your company doesn't dictate where you rank on the search engine. It's how you play the game. So AdZoo has a number of Google certified and AdWords certified people back in their corporate offices that really know how to play the game. So you don't have to be a national major retailer. We have small retailers listening to this show that can benefit from paid search, end up literally on a consistent basis in a higher ranking on the search engines than their national big competitor. Is that a correct statement, Keith?
Absolutely. And, you know, I always like to say AdZoo equals a Fortune 500 presence without the Fortune 500 cost, because what we do is, you know, there's a lot of business owners that can do AdWords themselves, Scott. The problem is that they don't really know how to do it. And if you don't know how to do it, it can be very expensive, very costly. You rarely ever see yourself during the day, and you can burn up a lot of money for nothing. So you really need a professional to be able to help you get that relevancy that Google requires on your page. And choosing the right set of keywords can really help you have a very efficient budget and very effective.
You know, Keith, you raise a good point. Google, in and of itself, created a scenario by which small business owners can sign up on their own and manage their own campaign. Now, to some extent, I think Google does a disservice, not a service, by allowing small businesses to do that. And we all understand why they do it, because Google wants the largest footprint they can possibly achieve. And they want to extend their revenue base to those who are so inclined to do it themselves. But the choice to work with a firm like Keith's or like mine, and that decision is so fundamental to your success. You really can, Keith said something interesting, you never see them. They get so caught up in the analytics and the tracking and the monitoring of their Google paid search campaigns, but they forget they got a business to run. And so it's very time consuming, and a company like AdZoo can put you in the game with nothing to do but pay the invoice and pay for the paid search. And that's a very easy process, by the way, that's actually maintenance free, since it's all done by credit card, and then Google bills credit cards, and nobody even has to remember to cut the check and put it in the mail. So as a small business owner, working with a company like AdZoo just makes a lot of good sense, because they have trained professionals that can take the keywords, those are the words that people would search to get to your business, that can manage your keywords and optimize your search engine presence. And Keith, why don't you tell the folks listening, without giving away any inside trade proprietary stuff, why don't you tell people what goes into how companies rank? What goes into your ranking on Google?
Keith, hold that thought, because we're going to take a break, and when you come back, let's answer that question. I think this is fascinating stuff, right, Robert?
Absolutely.
This is good, and people don't even know about it. They should, because it will help their business, and we'll be right back.
Howdy, folks. This is Bob Lee with Savings Society. What if there's a way you could buy a gas card or a grocery gift card for $25 and get a second $25 card for free? Yes, folks, free. Would that interest you? Give us a call here at Savings Society, 623-242-5151. Again, 623-242-5151.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac and Scott Sakoff, all the way from San Diego. Special guest Keith Elgin and Robert Rose in studio with me here. So let's answer that question now about this whole process.
Well, Scott, you brought up the thought of PageRank. PageRank's very important, and it takes certified Google specialists, and by the way, we have four in Atlanta that do that work for us. But PageRank is a scale that Google measures every website on a scale from 1 to 10 with respect to relevancy. And, you know, the Scott, the reason you and I go back to Google and David and so forth, the reason we keep going back to Google is because we get what we're looking for on that first page. Because relevancy is really important to Google, because that's how they get people to keep coming back day after day, hour after hour, because you get what you're looking for on that first page. But here's the challenge, Scott. If a business owner does not know how to write a relevant web page, with it takes some technical expertise to do it, in mixing keywords in a web page and the right space in the headers, not put too many keywords in there, it does take some skill in doing that. And you've got to get page ranks up in the 9 and 10 area, number one, to be able to compete better with a lower budget, a more justified budget, and not overspend in your pay-per-click advertising. So that's what we're all about. We're about giving you a good 9 and 10s out of a possible 10 page rank, and giving you that popularity that Google also looks at in long-term campaigns and the number of clicks that you get every month to get really popular with Google.
Hey, Keith, I have a quick question here. It's Robert. Question towards the relevancy. How are the meta tags in that factor? Are they a huge factor, or is it more leaning towards just having good keywords and links and so forth?
Well, that's a good question. David Fisher, VP of Google, said in a special Inside the Mind of Google, and by the way, you can Google that or even go to YouTube and type Inside the Mind of Google for a clip on what they did with that AdWords campaign. But basically what happens is it has everything to do with picking the right set of keywords and choosing really and creating really relevant ads. That's the key to making it happen. Now, the meta tags are there. When we build your website with an annual commitment for $49, and we have different levels of commitment month-to-month, 3-month, and 6-month, and 12-month, but when we build that web page for you, we include the meta tags or the computer language for keywords in that web page, so the other search engines like Yahoo and Bing and Google get to find your website organically as well in the middle section. So not only do you have a pay-per-click presence on the Google, you have an organic position too over time, 6 to 8 months with AdZoo. So now you're dominating the page with your website everywhere.
So, Keith, you could take an ugly duckling business and make a real beauty out of it, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It doesn't take a whole lot of effort to make that happen, and we have them up in 15 days on the first page, Scott.
You know, I've seen over and over again the power of paid search, and we all live it every day. And so it doesn't take, I don't think, much for any of our listeners to understand how this process works. And so you can imagine, if you own a business, how important it is. I don't care if you have a service company a retail business, a manufacturing firm, an entertainment company. You name the vertical market, and I will tell you, fundamentally, paid search is for you, and you need to carve it out of your budget, and you need to find a professional, a certified professional like Keith and Adzu to manage that program for you. You know, when you watch those shows and you see a stuntman and they say, don't try this stunt at home on your own, well, that's how I feel about paid search. It's kind of like a stuntman. Don't try that stunt on your own, and find somebody like Keith and Adzu. Keith, why don't you go out and give your contact information before we cut you loose?
Sure, be glad to, Scott. Thank you. You can visit my website at http://, we all know that, and type in the word expose, E-X-P-O-S-E, your, Y-O-U-R, biz, B-I-Z, and then period, biz, B-I-Z. So exposeyourbiz.biz. And then you can contact me on my mobile phone as well at 480-695-1843.
And, folks, I have to tell you, just as an aside, you can imagine if we brought Keith on the phone today to do the show, we deem him certainly an expert in this field. But I just want everybody to know that this is a guy you can go to and trust, and Keith will take care of your business as if it were his own. I met Keith when I moved to Phoenix. Back in 2000, and I'm losing track of my life, but I think it was 2009 that I lived there, if I'm not mistaken, and up until June of this year. And in that period of time, I met a handful of business people that I really respect, Dave, yourself, and Keith Elgin from Adzu. Folks, if you're looking for a way to get into paid search, give Keith a call. Keith, give your phone number out one more time.
Sure, Scott. 480-695-1843. And, Scott, I just want to let you know how much I appreciate Click and Brick. You guys are amazing. Folks, I tell you, check out their mobile text platform. You won't get any better than that right there. And the way they have their analytics and the way they measure people, you would not believe the impact that you guys have on mobile text. No doubt about it, Scott.
Exciting stuff going on over there for sure.
Keith and his company know a little bit about mobile. They've gotten into it, and they're doing the right thing in what we're doing. And, Dave, we talk about this on our show, a couple of the past shows, and that's integrating email marketing and mobile marketing. Keith's company is integrating paid search and mobile. If you put the three together with a couple of other technology-enabled marketing tactics, and I'll tell you what, you can give me any small business, budget notwithstanding, if they do these things, they do the email marketing, they do the mobile marketing, they do the paid search, they do the online game, we can grow. Not only in this economy can we keep a business solvent, but if they really do all these things and follow the advice of a professional, they can grow their business even in this recession.
Well, I totally agree with all that. I'm thinking if people don't keep up with technology and also their own skill sets, and of course, you know, Scott, I'm really big on the mindset with neuro-linguistic programming. People are going to be left behind. They will be followers for the rest of their life. They will be going wherever the wind blows them, and I think that's really important learning and awareness for people. Get into the game, right? Don't sit on the sidelines.
Well, and you know, there's two things happening to keep a company from using technology, actually three, from using technology in their marketing war chest today. Number one, of course, would be old habits. Old habits die hard. You know, if you've been in marketing as long as I have, three decades, 30 years, you know, we started, Dave, in the traditional media of TV and radio. And so did most of the agencies that are still around today. Of consequence, most of the marketing firms, we all have roots in traditional media. Those old habits die hard. Technology didn't play a role in our marketing really until the late 90s. Okay, so that's the first hurdle is changing habits. And, Dave, that's where NLP comes in. I don't have to tell you how hard is it to get people to change their habits.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, people love their comfort zone. It's really a discomfort zone, though, and it's a disservice, too, I should say.
Well,
because
when it comes to marketing, that discomfort zone will cost you a bundle and it'll cost you growth. And I say, to that end, you either adapt or become extinct. The second thing that keeps companies from moving into technology-enabled marketing is they just don't know how to do it. They don't know where to start. They don't know who to reach out to. That's where a company like Click and Brick comes into play, and where we can wrap our arms around a small company and be their big brother, their mentor, their doctor. And in many respects, when you hire a marketing firm today, you really need to think of them much like a doctor. What good does it do if you're trying to solve a medical problem if you don't tell the doctor everything and you don't tell them the truth? Well, as a marketing firm, when you work with one, if you're going to get into technology marketing, you got to tell them where you've been and where you want to go, and you got to lay it all on the line so that the marketing company can understand your business and be objective and do it in a way that is consistent with how you've been doing business. And the next thing, Dave, that keeps people from doing this stuff is money. And they think, well, I can't afford that. I can't afford to, as Robert knows, he hears it all the time, I can't afford to build a website. I forgot the statistic. It still blows me away. How many millions of small businesses don't have websites? That's amazing to me.
How many? A lot? I mean, you meant millions, right?
It's millions. And I saw the number recently, and I can't tell you what it is, but it's in the tens of millions of small businesses that don't have websites.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, the thing that I think Scott and Keith have really hit on, though, is that, you know, that they're not really offering just a service, but it's actually a partnership for everyone to grow their businesses together. And that is a huge thing, and maybe a big thing to help people get out of that shell is to realize that, you know, they have these partners, these people they can pair up with to help mentor and coach, as you mentioned, Scott, you know, and to grow your business to that next level.
Well, and I think everybody has to sit down going into 2011. If you own a business, you need to sit down with a blank sheet of paper and say, okay, what I've done in the past from a marketing standpoint, what's done is done. I need to incorporate technology into my marketing, and the things we've talked about today, we've left out social media, and that was the last thing very quickly. If you Google Facebook top 25, you'll quickly find the top 25 Facebook success stories, and I think it would be a good exercise for a small business person to go look at some of those top 25 and get past Barack Obama and some of the entertainers that are top Facebook destinations. Go to some companies who have really done Facebook right and have really used a social media like Facebook or Twitter.
And on that note, we have 1 minute left. So, Scott, why don't you give out some contact information for you?
Very good, Dave. We'll wrap it up. Technology-enabled marketing is a phone call away to Click and Brick Marketing. My name is Scott, and you can reach me at 630-667-7417. Go check out our website. We've recently launched a new site. Kind of breaks down everything we've talked about today, and that web address is click, the letter N, brick.net, C-L-I-C-K, the letter N is in no, and the word brick, like brickandmortar.net, clickandbrick.net, 630-667-7417. And if all else fails, call Dave Isaac and ask him for a pair of coyote tickets, and he'll give you
There we go. And thank you, Keith Elgin. Thank you, Scott Sakoff. Thank you, Robert Rose, for coming in. And
thank
he
you.
Is quite right. We are big coyote fans. And stay tuned, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. The Real Estate Panel, and we'll talk all about real estate and economics. See you in a few minutes.